A dozen high-tech ideas for fighting the opioid crisis have each been awarded $200,000 from Ohio's Third Frontier Fund. The winners were picked in a contest announced last year, and there's still a final round of cash to come. More than 50 proposals from around the world were submitted to the Opioid Technology Challenge. The winning 12 include apps and web-based services to link people to support programs and to prevent relapse, ways to screen and monitor for opioid abuse, and equipment to help with opioid withdrawal. Brian Carrico with Indiana-based Innovation Health Solutions created a device that blocks brain signals that trigger withdrawal symptoms by over 80% within an hour.
That allows someone to come out of opioid withdrawal, and then they can, of course, think clearly, and they can make better decisions, and then they can move on to treatment and recovery. But if you can never make it to, if you can't make it through withdrawal, then you cannot make it to treatment and recovery. That's why we named this the bridge. It bridges you from whatever you're on to where you need to get to.
Abraham Joy is an associate professor at the University of Akron. His team talked to police officers on campus about the difficulties of identifying deadly fentanyl and carfentanil at the scene of a crime.
So it's quite simple. We have taken known reagents that react with controlled substances, and we've embedded them together into a polymer fiber mat. So we're envisioning this to be a product that the officer can wear as gloves, and then by just wiping down the surface, it will change color and indicate by a simple yes or no answer to give you that there is a controlled substance. And now they can take the next step of deciding what to do next.
Philip Payne's Dublin-based company, Aportis, created an app to connect wraparound services such as support groups, safety net agencies, and even transportation and childcare with people with addiction issues, so those people can chat with someone 24 hours a day.
We've identified 11 counties that are the ones that are struggling with it the most. So we're going to go down and take a look at these local services, connect with them, make sure that they understand what we can offer, allow them to plug in, and then they can start putting their own information in. So these support groups can then utilize our platform to get their information out.
Dr. Eric Beck is with University Hospitals in Cleveland and developed a computer-aided way to track patients with opioid prescriptions as they're leaving healthcare settings. Beck says when a patient is scheduled to be discharged, the system automatically triggers a conversation with a member of the care transitions team, such as a nurse or social worker.
If someone is slated to leave the hospital with an opioid prescription or another controlled substance, the system automatically triggers a conversation with a member of the care transitions team, which could be a nurse, social worker, or patient navigator. They engage in a structured, algorithm-driven assessment around the patient's needs, risks, their preferences, and then it also identifies alternatives that may be appropriate for that patient's pain control. Those could include things like acupuncture, massage therapy, or alternatives to opioid prescriptions.
The awards came out of a $20 million contest that Governor John Kasich announced in his State of the State speech last year. David Goodman is the head of the Ohio Development Services Agency, which administers the Third Frontier Fund and hired the company that ran the contest. Goodman says the next phase is underway, with up to five winners being awarded $1 million each.
Next, we're going to be able to take the ideas that we have and see if we can find the ones that are going to be the most impactful, that we can get to the market as quickly as possible, and that could save the most lives.
Those final winners are scheduled to be announced in July, which will be 7 months into a new administration. But Goodman says he's confident the next governor will continue the contest. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.